Health screenings start on the day we're born and continue well into our golden years. And my guest today, Arshia Mohiuddin, is a board-certified nurse practitioner in both internal medicine and pediatrics, practicing at Franciscan Health. And she's here to tell us all about the important screenings and emphasize that preventing diseases and illnesses is our best plan for a long and healthy life. This is the Franciscan Health Doc Pod. I'm Scott Webb. Arshia, it's nice to have you here today. We're going to talk about health screenings and the importance of screenings from childhood all the way through adulthood and that whole process, which ones to get, when to get them, all that good stuff. So I just want to have you start by explaining the role of health screenings, you know, and how they keep us healthy. What specifically do screenings do for us? How do they gather information on disease prevention and management?
Health screenings plays a vital role in the early detection throughout the different stages of life, including children, childhood, adolescent, elderly, throughout the years, especially different screening for men and women.
Yeah, as you say, Arshia, screenings are important for kids, adults, men, women, everybody. Maybe you can go through the top 10 most important screenings, you know, the greatest hits, if you will, when we think about preventative medicine. What are the most important screenings?
The most important screening for a child, for a well child, is making sure the child is okay with developmental milestones, okay? When the baby is born, actually, in the hospital, the first day, the baby get newborn screening, which includes cystic fibrosis, lead screening, neonatal congenital abnormalities, a lot of chromosomal abnormalities. So the screening starts the first day when the baby is born.
Yeah.
But as they come to the doctor's office, we screen them throughout the year. Like, for example, lead screening, autism screening, screening for anemia, screening for any deficiencies. For the newborn, they also screen for hearing screening. As we get older, at 2 years, we screen for autism. Then as throughout the doctor's appointments, we screen them for their developmental milestones. We give them different kind of immunizations, vaccines to prevent diseases.
Right.
So that's for the childhood. And as we get older, during the school year, we do annual school physicals, sports physicals. We make sure they don't have scoliosis. We make sure they don't have any abnormal heartbeats. And once they are in adolescent age, as they grow older, we have to start screening them for health issues, mental health, sexual health. We have to make sure we discuss them about substance abuse, about their healthy lifestyle choices.
Yeah, as you say, it starts the first day, right? None of us will remember those screenings we had, you know, that early on, but through childhood, adolescence, adulthood, all of that. I want to jump ahead a little bit, you know, to adulthood and talk about the types of screenings that are administered in adulthood, and especially over the age of 50. I'm 56, so, you know, I've had my colonoscopy, right? So what types of screenings are administered in adulthood?
Usually for a male your age, Scott, the annual wellness screening, okay? Everybody after 40 should have an annual wellness screening.
Yeah.
Then after 45, this is something just the age decreased to 45. We used to be 50, colon cancer screening now, which is very big for colorectal cancer screening. And after 50, prostate cancer screening for a man. And through the blood work, we usually screen for cholesterol, diabetes, you know, stuff like that within the annual screening. And with Franciscan, we also have a very good screening bundle. Franciscan promotes that. It's heart, lung, and AAA for aneurysm screening. You don't need to see a physician or a primary care. You can get this done anywhere. We call it lung scan, heart scan, and AAA screening, which is very affordable. You just pay out of pocket or some insurances does pick up, but Franciscan has this opportunity to take advantage of that. On the other hand, for females, if they are 40 and older, we have to do mammogram screening, cervical cancer screening, pap smear, along with, again, lung cancer screening, heart scans, and also colorectal cancer for females.
Sure. Yeah, I love that, that Franciscan Health has the bundling available. I think that all kind of rings true for people in our heads. We kind of know what that means. As you say,
yes.
No real referrals necessary. It may be out of pocket, but it's pretty affordable, all things considered, especially the information you get. And that's what I wanted to ask you. When you think about the annual screenings or just screenings in general, it may not mean much to kids, but it would be to their parents. But just generally, what kinds of information can we expect to get from screenings?
Usually when a female of age 40 and older, if we are ordering a mammogram screening, that is to rule out breast cancer, okay? And every female should have that availability with any provider. It doesn't matter, they have to see their PCP. Mm-hmm. Anybody can order that, even OB-GYN, even specialist. So to prevent breast cancer, which is number one in most females, about one woman in eight can get breast cancer. So this is very helpful to prevent breast cancer. So that's number one for
sure.
Females. And then also same thing with colorectal cancer. Now after age of 45, you can start doing that. There are multiple ways of doing colorectal cancer screening, like Cologuard, Hemocult, stool culture, and also traditional colonoscopy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as I said, I've had a colonoscopy and people used to maybe drag their feet a little bit because of the prep. It was so much to drink and it's gotten a lot easier and better and every good reason to have these regular screenings after the certain ages. As you say, the guidelines have changed a little bit, but now for colonoscopy, it's definitely 45 and older unless you have a family history. And I want to ask you about the annual checkups. I think that a lot of us only go to the doctor when we're sick. Right. We only.
Oh,
tend
yeah.
To go,
correct, Scott.
Yeah.
Yes.
We only go to the doctor
people
when
don't
we
go,
have to.
Especially, they don't try not to go.
Right.
For annual wellness, we have to make sure we call them, remind them, hey, you're way overdue for your annual wellness exam. And they have to do that for their health maintenance. Yes. And we're here to help as providers, NPs, we're patient advocates.
Absolutely. And one of the things that my doctor does is she just simply won't renew my prescriptions. So medications that I'm on, she basically says, I will renew your medications when you come in for your annual visit. So she doesn't let me forget. She does.
Most insurance are requiring lately.
Right.
Insurances make sure, they require annual wellness screenings. Because without that, there is no way to predict what's happening for you in next 6 months.
Right.
So it's a better way. It's maybe rigid, but giving medications, refilling over the phone, not knowing where their blood pressure, how do you know if, you're okay with that medication you're taking
right.
Without screenings, without coming to doctor's office.
Right. As you say, if you're on blood pressure medicine, right, it would be good to know what your blood pressure is. And one of the easiest ways to do that, unless people have ability to check it at home, is to go to the doctor, right?
Exactly. Yes. You come in, we get you checked. We try to monitor your vitals, your heart rate, your pulse, your weight, BMI, This is the best thing to come, just walk in. And Franciscan has opportunities, same day appointments. You just come in, walk in, and hey, I need my blood pressure check. We can do that for you.
That's great. As you say, you're there to help. You're there to be patient advocates. Just want to give you a chance at the end here. Just, final thoughts, takeaways when we think about health screenings, annual visits, all this stuff that's so important when we think about or really try, to prevent folks from getting sick, to prevent us from having serious illnesses. Why do you think all this stuff is important?
Because prevention is better than cure. You probably hear this.
Yeah.
So if we have strong family history, it runs in the family. Oh, my dad has a heart attack. Mm. And how that happened? Because of ignoring or not going to doctors, not getting checked. So it's an easy way. Get your heart scan, get your calcium scores to make sure it's a prediction. Oh, in next 5 years, you're going to have a blockage. You're not going to have a blockage.
Yeah.
Your heart is strong. Your arteries are working. You have a good flow. How do you know unless you don't have a heart scan? Similar, same thing. Oh, you have not had a pap smear for 10 years. Mm. How do you know that your cervical cancer cells are not growing? So it's the best way, to make that appointment and have their routine pap smears. For females, it's about you know, depending on their age, recommendation is every 3 years.
Right.
Okay. And after 65, maybe every 5 years. So those pap smears are very important for a female.
Yeah, we were sort of joking a little bit, but a lot of us only go to the doctor when we have to. And if we feel fine, we figure we're fine. But, you know, you get to be a certain age and you hear about things like I do, because I have the benefit of doing these podcasts for Franciscan Health. You hear about the sort of silent things, you know, the silent killers, if you will.
You're right.
That's what the doctors and nurses are for, right? Go see them.
Yes. And, you know, it's so accessible. You know, and all you have to say, hey, I want my prostate check. Okay, mm-hmm. We can do that for you.
Yeah.
We can definitely make sure. Oh, yeah. Okay. We can order you a PSA level. We can send you to urologist. We can check your prostate, you know, exams. We can do all that for you.
Yeah. Well, it's great to have your time today. I appreciate your time, your compassion, your expertise. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott. All I have to say is just make that appointment with us. We're here to help you. We're here to hear you. We're your patient advocate. And as I said, prevention is better than cure. So make this opportunity, and it's only a phone call away.
And for more information, visit franciscanhealth.org and search screenings. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels. And be sure to check out the full podcast library for additional topics of interest. This is the Franciscan Health Doc Pod. I'm Scott Webb. Stay well, and we'll talk again next time.